Good morning. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks, going until 2 o'clock today. I'm David Ellis, and with me as the producer today is Michelle Brathwaite. Call us up 434-1790, or you can send your messages to us here at 266-4862. And if you want to send us emails, as usual, it's brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. The Barbadians seem to be taking the approaching storm very seriously because, as you know, a tropical storm warning is now in effect across the country. We have witnessed long lines in the supermarkets, and we also have a situation there on the Spring Garden Highway where traffic going out of Bridgetown has been delayed quite a lot because people have been going to the supermarket, which is there in Black Rock. Not the supermarket, the gas station in Black Rock. And that has caused something of a delay, a significant delay in getting out of Bridgetown. So you should be aware of that if you're using the Spring Garden Highway. And coming the other way, it's not a problem, I'm told. Some confusion, too, in people's minds about what may be considered essential services. I think, generally speaking, over the years, we've seen the police and ambulance service and security services among the essential services in Barbados. Today, I believe, having heard that supermarkets are among those considered essential, and the garbage certainly is considered essential, it seems as though some business places have define themselves as such as well, and some people have called indicating that they thought that they should have gone home early or should not have even been come out to work, but the employers had a different perspective on the situation. Today we are going to bring you the latest information that comes to hand. And we want you to give us your feedback on the preparations. And I'm sure that by the time we get to 2 o'clock today, we may well be witnessing a strengthening of the effects of this storm on Barbados. We are here to keep your company on Down to Brass Tacks and for you to keep ours. Welcome to the program. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Hey, morning.
Hi, morning. I wish everybody the safest they can be through the patches of this storm or whatever can happen, right? Listen, what prompted me to call, because I wasn't going to call, but what prompted me to call, I just heard on the radio, Transport Board said that the last bus will leave the terminals at 11 a.m. What I'm saying and why I call is because, remember, the whole outlook was in the first place closing off the country at 12. Now, if management from Transport Board knew that, people have made preparations and went out to do certain things, even at work, until whatever they decide. Now they're going to say they're closing off the last bus at 11. I mean, at least if they rethink that, and at least say at 2 o'clock, because persons have made arrangements and wasn't planning for the thing to change for the shutdown of the country at 10. So I'm calling on Transport Board management to think about it, because to me, it's unfortunate that they can't think of that. I mean, people wouldn't be able to run back from where they went in a hurry and get back down to call certain places the buses they need. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Because at 11, come off it. They were supposed to shut the country down at 12. Okay, then happens, they decide to bring it a little shorter time. But yet you're still coming now saying that the last bus can leave the terminals at 11 a.m.? Come off it. You got to get paid at least at 2 o'clock. I paid in plan for 10 o'clock shut off. Anyway, that's my
I can understand the reasoning that you have brought to the table on this, because many people have been, to some extent, they've been caught by surprise. And
yes.
I think that the very fact that the government revised the shutdown period would have left some people in situations where they expected that they might have had a bit more time. I have always felt, though, that we were really risking it a bit by having the people come out at all this morning and talk about a shutdown period of midday, because given all that was said yesterday, it was coming from even the mouth of the Prime Minister.
Obvious.
That
obvious.
This issue, this situation had speeded up. The storm had moved more quickly than they had thought originally, and there was the potential for it to strengthen and perhaps to move in an unpredictable way. So if you have too many people out here on the job, then there is that possibility that people could
problem.
Be caught. So in that context, therefore, I was glad to see that there was a review of the shutdown, shutdown time.
My last thing is this. I mean, I am not a... But I mean, common sense would have told me. You see, from the time I heard this thing coming from the south side, anywhere in the south, that's into the island. Any side from the south into the island, they're new. They had a prediction earlier, because the only way that could have shifted is by a miracle. Some hands will have to take it and carry all of the east side into the north for it not to come into the land. It got to pass with somehow or the other.
Well,
and
that is clearly understood. It is coming and people are taking it seriously.
Right, okay.
Thank you very much. Down to brass tacks. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Ellis, a couple of things there, really. To me, I'm beginning to wonder if your station, the Prime Minister, is not taking this situation a bit overboard. And I've been looking at the global position of this storm, and my tablet is get updated every hour, so therefore I don't have to depend on my office. I am starting to question whether or not we have gone overboard. Big shot, you know, this place at such an early time. And let me draw an example to you. What was the rationale for the banks to open this morning and close at 10 o'clock? It means that they could have remained shut the whole day. It makes absolutely no sense. And again, I think all this has to do with to show that the Barbadian Party was well prepared and more prepared than when the Democratic Labour Party was in power. And therefore, we take everything overboard. I am not vexed you or your company to tell the people about this, what is going on, and all this anxiety, and you try to make the station seem number one in this area of preparations. But you think, is not the Prime Minister meant overboard this time? People will be able to see after tomorrow.
No. even if you're right, you know, it is better to be sure than to be uncertain and to find yourself being accused of not taking the necessary precautions in circumstances where the situation may warrant that you take it seriously. And from the point of view of the station, I certainly am not here to defend that kind of point which you have made, because I have to live with the fact that everybody's got an opinion and I need to listen to it.
Everybody
appears not to be right. I listen to you, but I don't think that we can be accused of going overboard at this stage. I mean,
not you. I talk about the Prime Minister.
Well, you said the station and the Prime Minister. That's what you said, and you suggested that the reason why we are going overboard is because we just want to be number one. So that's what you said. I heard that. But you know, when I hear your voice, I know what to expect, and I think many of the people out there who listen to the call-in program would know that you would come with an angle that is perceived at times to be a bit mischievous. At a minimum, provocative. So,
but at the present moment, I'm preparing now, me and a couple of friends. We are going to watch the sea today and see how the waves are breaking.
I thought you, knowing you, I'm shocked that you didn't tell me that you were putting on your bath trunks and going for a bath.
No, we just watching the waves.
Because you say, if you say that this thing is being blown out of proportion, the logical step from that is for you to live a normal life.
As a matter of fact, I tell you, when I was passing the south coast today, I saw some tourists in the sea enjoying the sun.
Why are you enjoying them?
I'm not enough.
Because you took it seriously. Do have a good day. Down to brass tacks. I caution you who are listening against overreacting to the comments of the last caller, because he has a tendency to speak on matters of this nature in a way that can be provocative. And perhaps it is aimed at getting your attention. So you know you have to determine what you are going to allow to just go outside the off stump and what you are actually going to chase. And frankly, this isn't worth chasing. I'm also told that Southern Meats, they're doing no slaughtering today, and therefore those people who were looking to gain entry there for slaughtering purposes today are advised that it is off. It is not taking place today, okay? Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yes, sir, Mr. Harris. Good morning. Good
morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I have a little problem here on Hubbard's Cross Road. I don't know if you can remember, about a year and a half ago, I was calling about this well across Hubbard's Cross Road, yeah?
And what about it now?
Well, right now, it have a lot of water near the bottom. Harboring mosquitoes, it's smelling bad, along with I have a pipe on the front road that leaking and all the water going down in there. And you would know if you had expect some bad weather now. So you would know when that rain started to fall, how down the hill maybe. I complain about that weather so much time and I can't get nobody to come and see what I can do about it.
To whom did you complain?
I complained to the minister. No, I went to the minister and all and I turned around.
You said,
I didn't get him, but, huh?
You went to the minister and all, but let me ask you something. When you spoke to him, to whom did he direct you?
I didn't spoke to him. Right now, I went there, but the lady told me was sleeping. So I leave the message with her. I tell him to pass it on to her, to him for me. So I don't know how she do it.
Mm. Sometimes the problem is that there are other avenues that need to be exhausted before you get to the minister. And one of the first places to address a matter of this nature would be the Ministry of Health. If you have uncertainty about who should address it, then you would call the polyclinic, explain to them the problem, and ask for direction, or call the Ministry of Health and ask for them to direct you to the relevant section or the relevant government department for dealing with a matter like this. So, having said that, you have complained about it on a number of occasions, it comes back to the question of who you went to. And perhaps you need to, well, you've drawn it to our attention. Where exactly in Howells Cross Road is it?
That is just below, just above the old barricade complex. I used to sing off of Government Hill and singing, mm-hmm. right there on the right hand side. Right now, if you pass there, you can see all that water there. When that, when you get
so this is one of the wells it's on the highway itself?
It's on the alongside on the road, yeah. It's a government well, yeah.
It's a government well?
It's a government well. So, you know, when you get, every get this type of weather, know that we expect to get between today and tomorrow. That water may flood down here, and that water may come all up on my cellar. All in my yard, that water is come.
I don't know if you have enough time to deal with it today, but...
No, I know I can't deal with it today, but... I've been complaining for it for these amount of years and mm-hmm. nothing done about it. I don't know.
You didn't call MTW? I mean, you say it is...
I call the drainage people.
The drainage?
A couple of times, and they don't hear it. Look at it, and the measure, and the doors, all the things. But
nothing has come
back.
Of it?
They never come and do nothing, really do nothing about it.
Okay, well, I hope that this call can make a difference in that regard, okay?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Some people abroad are complaining that our online volume is very low. I will draw this to the attention of the technical people by way of actually saying it right now. And I hope that they're hearing it and that they can address the problem. I don't know what it is. And it's a little bit of a surprise to us. So I've had at least two people say that it is a problem for them. It is 10:30 in Barbados. Let me welcome you to Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, please.
Yes. I'm calling about a matter. I know that you are a very kind, fair, and honest person.
Mm-hmm.
I got a problem here. I got a girl. She's 50. She wet her bed.
She's 5'0" or 1'5"?
Yeah, because she was sick. I think she was 7 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
She tends on with the mental now.
Mm-hmm.
She uses to tend Dr. Corbin, but I can't carry her no more because I am an elder person.
Mm-hmm.
And she get a grant from the welfare, $63 a week. I went down there because I know the money should be out by that time. I didn't get any. I went down there, them threw me off. They just threw me off. They tell me they can't give me a full voucher.
They cannot give you. Sorry. She gets the $63 per month, a grant.
A week.
Per week.
Yes.
Right.
But
she also gets a food voucher?
Yes, because they didn't send out the check.
Okay, let me be clear.
Let me
be clear.
Just
hold on.
Ma'am.
Hello.
Old person. Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to understand something.
Yes.
You're giving the impression that if she doesn't get the grant of $63 a week, they give you a food voucher instead?
No, I went down there to ask them for one because they didn't see the check come out.
Mm-hmm. And what did they tell you?
They told me they can't give me any.
Why?
And they told me to call the next number. The headquarters told me that the checks was out a week in front when they went down there. That she don't know what happened. I knew that they usually tells you that they've got to give you an interview like every year. But they're supposed to write you and let you know to come into them.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing haven't come to me. They don't write me no nothing. And I mean, I can't do that because I is a woman, 72 years old. I can't do that there.
Mm-hmm.
That going around all the time. My tongue set up, my blood pressure real, real high, you know, real, real high. I had to get somebody come on and help me. Yeah, my blood pressure went so high, and I was really, really hurt about the behavior that they're doing down there.
May I ask you whether this is the first time that the grant was late?
No.
Is it often late?
No, not to my knowing.
No, you tell me it is not the first time that it was late. Is that what you're telling me? Has it been late before? Let me put it another way. Has it been late before?
I know sometimes they send them out a little late.
Right.
But not that late. I could count on it.
And when you say not
send them out that late.
When you say not that late, how late is it this time?
Is this about said about 2 weeks now late. This week here back in 2 weeks late.
And the idea that you should go for a food voucher instead, is this the first time that you sought to deal with the problem that way, by going for a food voucher?
No.
You've had a food voucher before?
Everything I take hold of that money and buy for her.
Okay, understood.
Because she can't hold herself because due to brain damage that she has. She can't hold herself.
I understand.
And
no.
This is really unfair, Miss Ellis. This is really unfair to me.
No, I want to say to you that the idea of the food voucher, if you've never had to go to them for a food voucher before, then it may be a question of the process. What prompted you to go for the food voucher this time?
Because I didn't see the check came out.
Right. And who told you that you could get a food voucher instead?
No one. I just went and asked the question.
You just asked the question. Okay.
Yes, please.
All right, look, I appreciate the difficulty that you are facing. And it's one thing there's so many problems that people have out there. I mean, she's 50 years old now.
Yes.
And for all these years and 7 months, you know. So it means that you have been looking after her in this state all of these years.
All of my life, yes.
What has that been like for you?
It's very hard. Dr. Corbin, they want her to go in a home because he said it's really hard on me. He said it's very, very hard on me.
Yes.
But she is a child that you can't, or a person now that you can't really control her as you would like. It's just me that know her, that I could control her. That's why he didn't get her in a home. He didn't want her to go in a home.
But the older you get, disturbed
at times.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The older you become, though, the more difficult it is for you.
It is, but I don't know where they can put her. I'd be glad if they could put her in a home for me. But You only one of them say that then you put it back in, put her down in the mental, that's what they say. And I don't really want to go down there.
You don't want her down there?
Yes, I don't really want to go down there.
Why is that? She has been there before?
Yes, yes, because she does a lot of things that she shouldn't do, because you have no control over the, when the brain is functioning properly, is okay. But when it's not functioning, because they told me she have a brain like a two-year-old.
Okay. So why is it that you do not want her back there?
Because, you know, she went there many times and it didn't really turn out. You know, she didn't turn out right. The last time she went there, if I didn't take her out, I feel she would have died.
Okay.
I feel she would have died, tell the truth.
Real problems that people have every day, I mean, and, you know, the solutions to these problems are not easy solutions. And I really...
No, they are not.
Yeah. 50 years of having to deal with it.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
She didn't get any pampers from there, mm-hmm. but the pampers there was giving her this, talk the pampers, because I tell them that she can't get the pampers, lash and pan on her.
Okay.
So they're giving the pull-ups. She could get them managed, but she couldn't get the ones that is lash and pan, you know, that stick at the surgery. So I tell her, they tell me that there's no more pampers there, but those pampers stick at the surgery. She can't get them managed. So I tell them, well, I will buy them. Out of the $63 then the weeks come that they're giving me, I will try hard and buy them for her.
But the $63 is not the only money that you get.
That is all I get from
them.
That
is all?
That is all.
That is all you get from them. What, you don't get a pension yourself?
Well, I just get a pension because for my years, yes, I just get a pension.
Right. But you're going to isolate the $63 because that's what you get to assist with her?
Yes.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with me.
Right. Understood. All right. Well, I'm really sorry to hear about this situation, and I certainly want to encourage...
I want to know who can call. If I can get you to Cynthia Ford and let her know the matter and the problems and...
What I will ask you to do is to leave your information with the producer here, and I will try to get that information to Miss Ford. You can give the producer your name and address and any telephone number, and we'll see to what extent we can intervene on your behalf in dealing with this particular problem, all right? Thank you very much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks, hello.
Good morning, Miss Reddis.
Yes, hi.
Yes, I just wish to, first of all, thank you for your visit that you paid to me on behalf of your Victorian brothers when I was in hospital.
Okay.
You will probably recall. Anyhow, a few quarters ago, a gentleman was asking why did the banks open, the commercial banks open until 10 o'clock? What sense does it make? Now, people have a wide variety of tasks that they have to do. Some have to cash checks, some have to pay money, some have to pay bills, some have to exchange money, foreign exchange, what have you. A number of different tasks and businesses. I think it was a rather insipid and a ridiculous question. Now, we know that people procrastinate a lot. They wait until the last minute to get something done that they consider important. Then when they don't get it done, they complain. They complain to WhatsApp at Brass Tacks and the whole lot. But in any case, I think that was a ludicrous and a rather insipid and silly question for him to put to you. If the bus is leaving at 11 o'clock, notices were out, then let it leave at 11 o'clock sharp. Nobody is going to wait. The storm is not waiting for anybody. The storm is proceeding. And we have to work according to its movement and its trajectory, for want of a better word. Anyhow, sir, I thank you again for your visit.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, morning.
No, as sure as the storm is coming, you can rest assured that for the next 9 days, The nation is going to be awash with 8-ounce containers filled with 4 ounces of fluid. Have a good day.
It's 10:45. Somebody sent me a note here saying that they were part of a BNOC cricket tour group to Toronto. And this morning, some 38 people were stranded at Pearson International Airport, that their flight was canceled while they were in the process of checking in. And they were trying to get hold of the embassy, but due to the early hour, they were unable to make contact. I'm trying to find out whether there has been any progress on this matter on behalf of those people. Down to brass tacks. Hello? Okay, we seem to be having a little bit of a challenge there. Well, you know, we will be waiting now to get the next update on the weather. We are in tropical storm warning mode, which means that tropical storm conditions are imminent within the warning area here in Barbados. At 8 o'clock, the center of the storm was near 12 degrees north and 57 degrees west, or about 205 miles or 330 kilometers east-southeast of Barbados. The sustained surface winds were between 50 to 60 miles per hour. So there are also higher gusts expected to spread across Barbados this afternoon and going into early tomorrow morning. So you don't have a lot more time now to get your things together as best as you can. I know that one of the concerns I have is the amount of galvanized in parts of Bridgetown, especially down there where the Cheapside Market is. Up here by the Fairchild Street Market, we have some structures in those areas which relied heavily on the stalls and the potential for those pieces of galvanized to become missiles is real. We also have to, somebody sent me a copy of the National Emergency Policy. This was a policy framework and standard operating procedures for the systematic shutdown and reactivation of Barbados, revised in June 2019. And it's important for us to go through some of these procedures with you. They say here that a warning notification is the final stage in which the severe weather, tropical storm, or hurricane advisories will be issued if an impact of any of these systems is imminent. And it points out that a staggered approach will be adopted to ensure a systematic closure of the non-essential agencies in the public sector, to be followed by the private sector, non-governmental organizations, community-based organizations, communities and individuals inter alia. An all clear and reactivation instruction will be issued by the National Emergency Operations Center when the danger has passed and the emergency and security services consider the environment safe for the citizens of Barbados. This document goes on to say that it is imperative that all relevant personnel in your agencies are aware of this policy and standard operating procedures. So there are many people in Barbados who may not be familiar with this kind of document, but these are the rules by which we are governed in circumstances where we have emergency situations. At this time, I think many people are trying to make their way home. There's some notion that once the shutdown period comes, people should be off the streets. But on a day like today, you know that is going to be very difficult. People came out of their homes and came to work only to recognize that the shutdown period had been revised from 12 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and that people in emergency services were the ones to come out. Many people stayed home, But there were those who decided that they would come out nonetheless, so they will find themselves now trying to make their way home and trying to protect their particular areas. They went into one of the supermarkets here close to me, and the lines were really, really long. So they too are coming close to the point now, should be at the point where they are have adhered to the instruction as it relates to this whole question of the shutdown period. This is Down to Brass Tacks.